Coach Tomlin was saying how much fun it's going to be to enter the playoffs with Le'Veon Bell healthy, Antonio Brown, you, Marquise Pouncey. How nice is that considering not having some of those guys the past two seasons?
Like I said, been doing this a long time. I've played in games where we haven't had guys in past recent history. We haven't had all three of those guys. And that's big. For me especially, not having Pouncey, when you don't have your center, that comfort blanket. Having kids, I know what that little comfort blanket is like, you know, and that's Pouncey's my comfort blanket. So having him out there is going to be huge. And then obviously the dynamic, the 84 and 26 those guys bring, obviously anything can happen anytime when they're out there.
Le'Veon said during his suspension he really focused on his route running, catching, using the jugs machine, almost doing stuff that AB does. Are you noticing that difference this season, different than previously?
You know, I always thought he was really good at that anyway. But I do think that his route running has gotten better. He's a very patient runner, but I've noticed in his route running, you can't really be that patient. You have to hit it with more speed. And so in talking to him and helping him, from my perspective, what I see and what he can do, he's done that. He's able to get out. It's not just stuff out of the backfield, swing routes, checkdowns. He's actually getting out and running routes, and we'll move him out to a wide receiver position and run routes. So you can definitely tell that hard work and that he worked on those things has paid off.
Heading into the playoffs, how do you describe the 2016-2017 Pittsburgh Steelers?
Hopefully still unwritten. Hopefully we don't know, I know we don't know the final chapter yet, so hopefully it's one of those suspense books or films, whatever you want to say, that there's a crazy twist at the end.
I know you're worrying about the offense and paying attention to that, but how much have you seen this defensive unit grow, especially during the winning streak?
It's been awesome. It's been so much fun. Being around a team early in my career that was solely defense. I mean, yeah, our offense was good and got it done, but we really relied heavily on the defense. And then in the past couple years, it's obviously been kind of transitioned to an offensive heavier team. To see the defense rise to the challenges, to the occasions, to the games, whatever it may be, I think they've kind of taken a little personal too, that the offense always gets a lot of recognition. And I tell them, don't worry about it. It was never that way when I was here at the beginning. So, but it's fun to see them. I'd like to think that when I was first here, our defense was so good, it made me and our offense that much better. And I think it made us who we are today. And I'd like to think that our offense being as good as they are has helped our defense become what they have become, because it's so much fun watching them. They're getting sacks. They're turning the ball over. We feed off each other. You know, if we turn the ball over, they rise up and stop them. Or if they get a turnover, we usually go score. So, it's just been fun to watch their growth and how much better that they've gotten. And our success as a team really is predicated on how good they're going to be on defense.
James Harrison, Will Gay, especially after the loss to Denver in the postseason last year, said they felt that that team was special. There's obviously new faces in the mix this year, but that's why they wanted to come back. Do you feel like this team is special too?
I do. Obviously a lot of the same faces. There are some new guys that are in here, some rookies that have stepped up, and even some free agent guys that have come in. But you just have a special feel. I mean, you always do in here in Pittsburgh. That's what's so special about this team and this organization, is that it's always special. But you know, I know what they're saying, because we all felt the same thing last year, that we just had something special. And we missed some key parts last year with injuries and whatnot. But this year, having the guys healthy and still having a lot of those same special faces and players around here, it does have a really neat feeling.
I know in the offseason, even in training camp, you got a lot of questions about Heath, not having him. As you start to go into the playoffs, do you miss 83? Do you miss Heath? You're so used to doing this with him.
Yeah, that was my other comfort blanket. You know, and you do. You miss that familiar face, the guy that has been there, done that, that can be another rock for the offense, even for me. I think we fed off each other in those aspects too, just helping each other out. And so you do miss a guy like that, but on the other side, you do enjoy seeing young guys grow, Jesse James and some of these young guys that have really grown into the role that Heath has left behind for him.
Lastly, you always see pictures and videos of you and James Harrison before the game kind of hugging. What is that all about? How did this tradition start, and does it keep going?
I didn't know it was so well known. You know, it started after one of the very early games, maybe the first or second game. He sent me a picture, a text of us hugging. He said, look, you know, something like, look how cool this is, or whatever. And it was in the tunnel before we went out. And, you know, with a guy like James and shoot myself, you never, in this sport, this game, you never know when it's going to be your last game, your last season, whatever it may be. And so, I remember texting Carl, our team photographer, and saying, hey, if you're around, could you get a picture of this before every game? Because it happens before every game. just thought it'd be a really neat kind of collage of this season that we feel special. And like I said, you never know when it's going to come to an end for anybody. So it kind of turned into a tradition that we did it anyway, just no one really knew about it. And so I'm hoping at the end of this thing, we could put together a nice little collage of two brothers that I think respect each other, respect the game that each other play, and just have love for each other before we go on the field. Just tell each other, you know, we love you, brother, go get it, and hopefully it turns into something really special.